Taylor greets me at her suburban home. She's pretty. She wears makeup and eyeliner, peach nail polish. She has dove tattoos on the inside of each wrist. And though you might think someone who bombs places by remote control, it's like a gamer or something, video games actually make her sick.
Those, you know, first-person shooter type things, I get kind of motion sickness. I always wanted to be an FBI profiler, so I joined the Air Force into the intelligence portion.
It was 2003, around the start of the Iraq War. She was assigned to what was then a small Air Force program, just about 50 young men and women, who learned to analyze images gathered by predator drones and act on them.
So yeah, I had no idea what I was getting into. There was no press about them, really. There was just what you heard word of mouth through the community.
A military drone has two operators, a pilot who flies the thing by remote control, and a sensor operator who manipulates the cameras and the missiles. Taylor trained as a sensor operator for 6 months at a base near Las Vegas. And then just like that, she was running missions.
It was intense because you're these 19-year-old kids who've never had any experience in war or anything like that, and you're getting trained how to, you know, blow things up and be responsible for million-dollar equipment flying over countries that you've never even heard of. The stress of even just practicing doing it was a little overwhelming, you know, worrying that you're going to mess something up, and, you know, messing something up could mean blowing up the wrong house, targeting the wrong individuals, following the wrong cars, you know, things like that can make huge mistakes when it comes to gathering intelligence and things like that.
Higher-ups were watching. They decided who to follow and when to pull the trigger. But still, the stress was immense.
You would have people saying, all right, the president is looking at what you're doing right now, so don't mess up.
Seriously.
They would tell you stuff like that.
So, a typical workday. Maybe Taylor's snooping on insurgents in Nigeria or bombing terrorists in Afghanistan. And then her shift ends. She walks out of the control station and she's in Nevada, ready to go home or go grocery shopping. Or, as Taylor says, turn the beer light on.
We would all kind of drink. Because you can't talk to anybody else. You know, everything you're doing is classified. And, you know, whether you did something that you were really proud of or you just did something that is leaving you walking around with the, you know, 1,000-yard stare, you can't talk to anyone except for the people that you just did everything with, like your crew. So you kind of bind together and you drink a lot. And yeah, that's pretty much how you deal with it.